Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show and an exciting weekend for the Sport of Kings, Oscar.
Yes, and horse racing, baby.
You know what the Sport of Kings is?
I do.
I'm surprised. And we would not be doing our job if we didn't take our microphones live to the locker room at Pimlico, where the jockeys are. Still amazing, nearly 48 hours after the race. Are we there? Hi-ho, Pimlico. Hello.
The jockeys are ready for you, sir.
Hold it. Wait. Who are you?
I'm the jockey handler.
Oh, you're the jockey handler.
Oh, nice.
I'm the tallest man.
Do you have a name?
My name is Raul.
Thank you, Raul. Could we speak to
which one would you name?
Let's speak to the guy who rode Orb, who was odds-on favorite to win and lost. Let's speak to Joel Rosario.
Raul's probably bilingual.
Hi.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel Rosario. How are you?
I'm wondering, how is your relationship with Raul?
Raul's wonderful here at Pimlico. He does a great job with all the horses, and he's a fantastic job for us. We're happy to be here. Of course, I disappointed a little bit with the race.
What happened?
Well, you blew it, dude.
Orb lost.
Yeah, stupid, you blew it.
Stupid nag. Crappy horse.
It's not your fault, certainly.
Crappy horse, crappy track, to be honest with you.
But the track was fast, was it not?
Yeah, but it's Baltimore, you know.
You don't like it?
It's not Lexington. It's not Kentucky.
It's not it's Saratoga?
It's not Saratoga.
It's not Charlestown?
Saratoga's a bit. It's not West Virginia either, you know.
No, of course not.
But that stupid horse, you know.
I was taking a chance. I was looking at the sweeping shots of Pimlico during the race.
I forgot to do something for Orb before the race.
Oh, what's that?
I usually feed Orb about 3 tablespoons of Greek yogurt.
Oh, that keeps him regular.
And Orb normally, takes his little Orb dump.
I know how that feels.
Right before, it didn't happen. And, what? That doesn't happen. I know it's not going to be a big deal.
Makes a couple Orbs of his own.
Yeah, that's tough. But, I'm happy. And I got some endorsements out of the Orb victory at the Kentucky Derby.
What are you endorsing?
The various products. I can't go into detail right now with you.
I was watching these sweeping shots of Pimlico, and after seeing Churchill Downs, it's kind of like looking at a prison. I like that.
That's funny.
Okay, can you put Raul back on? Put Raul back on.
Hold on a second.
Some maniacal laugh.
Raul here.
Creepy.
Hi, Raul. I was wondering if we could speak to
him. I cannot wear shoes. So
I was wondering.
They make me fall down.
Do you remember horse number 3, the 3-horse Titletown 5?
Titletown 5. You
want
to speak
to the jockey? Yeah, I'd like to speak to the jockey.
Julien Leparoux.
French guy.
Raul. Bonsoir.
Hello, Julien.
How are you?
Is it Julien or Julien?
Julien.
Oh, Julien.
Julien is here in the Titletown.
Missed it by that much.
Almost a victory.
Yeah, but you lost.
Losing is not winning. There is no close in horse racing. You either have the winner or you have the loser. And unfortunately, I brought it up by the loser.
I was curious. Do you have any pre-race rituals?
I do.
Oh, really?
What I do is I fry up some of the finest foie gras.
Yes.
And then I eat it on a little baguette with a glass of beautiful Coderon. And it goes down so smooth and I feel good, but not enough to win the Preakness,
Not enough. Have you ever won a race?
Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Is that what you want me to
say?
I don't know.
No French fries?
I had freedom fries. I hate it when you Americans do that.
Why must you hate America?
I do not hate America. And I will try continuously to make love to all of the lady disc jockeys.
When you ride horses in France.
I mean the jockeys, not the disc
jockeys. No, we
are. You would be a disc jockey.
I am, but not a lady.
And might I say, I love your Sean Kesajaja.
Thank you.
Yes.
What are the call letters?
Kesajaja. Kesajaja has the Robbie show every Friday, 5 o'clock. What time is it?
It's afternoon drive on Friday.
Oh, it's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big fan.
Oh, I love this show. He plays. Once Steve Bridges told him,
Steve Bridges
told him to start, who knew this would be the funny-ass jockey, no? Once Steve Bridges said, hey, Rob, stop playing music prior to 1930s, okay? It got to be a much better show. I know that.
Now, have you ever raced in France?
Yes, I have.
Now, when you race in France, did you ever just surrender?
Well, the thing is, the races are different in France.
How?
In France, we start the race, but if someone is tired or wants to take a break, we start the race in between.
And you just take a rest?
It is just a we, and we say, hey, don't worry, we finish the we finish it later, huh? We will finish it later. Say hi to Honey Bob Spiewak.
I will. I didn't know you knew my father.
Bonsoir.
Hey, Raul.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It's going well, and I want to thank you for handling the jockeys for us.
Thank you.
But I don't want you to handle this next jockey too rough because it's a lady. Remember who rode my lute? Can we speak to Rosie Napravnik?
Rosie Napravnik. Hey, Rosie. Come here, baby.
Oh, baby.
Hello.
Hi, Rosie.
Oh. Hi. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay.
Have you had any quality time with Julien?
No, he's a pig.
Why?
Oh. He's a pig because he, you know, tries to flirt, and I'm all about my racing.
Am I the only one that's really uneasy when Mike does this voice?
I'm cramped out.
Oh, no.
And you're into tall guys, right?
Hi, Oscar.
Hey.
I love your work.
Oh, thank you.
Who's Todd Moore?
He's a tall guy.
Is Todd Moore okay?
Todd who?
Yeah, he's
Todd.
I think he's in San Francisco right now.
Todd Moore.
Oh, he's nice.
How is Todd Moore?
He's doing great. I actually have a really really important question for you.
Uh-huh.
Danica Patrick. She's one of your heroes.
She is. She's, you know, she's plays the trail for women. And
do you have a trail?
That is really out of That is completely uncalled for.
It is. I'm sorry. I don't know why
I said
that.
Just because I'm a woman. I've fought that all my life, mister.
God, that voice.
And I really don't, you know.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, the French guy loves
that. I don't
that.
Need to take your crap, Mr. Jokey Man.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. So anyway, Danica's really a hero to me.
What are your thoughts on What are your thoughts on racing in these amazing these three crown jewels, these three big races?
The last time I saw the crown jewels, the triple crown, there was a guy at my high school.
Oh, did he look like Todd Moore?
His name was we called him Tri-Ball.
Tri-Ball, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You having a good time out there?
I'm having a good time. Don't you want to talk to the winner?
I would love if you could hand the mic to Raul for a second.
Hello, this is Raul.
Hey, Raul.
She's a pretty lady, no?
Yeah, but she likes...
She does not make the sexy eyes
with me,
though.
Distracting.
She was.
She was, yes.
I'd like to speak to the man of the hour, if it's possible. Could we please speak to the guy who rode Oxbow? Yeah. We speak to Gary Stevens.
Oh, the winner?
Yeah.
We? Hold on. I mean, see.
What is it, we?
I am Raul.
Yeah, you're not Julien.
Gary.
Waiting on the big winner. This
here we go.
Gary Stevens.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, it's Gary Stevens, the winner. Oxbow, how about that? Surprised a bunch of you.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Well, not a shock to me. I go out during every race and expect to win the race hands down. I think I'm the best disc jockey out there.
You're a jockey, not a disc jockey.
I'm sorry, the best jockey.
You used to be a disc jockey.
I used to, but then my true calling is getting on the back of a horse and riding until the cows come home.
Do you remember?
Gary Stevens.
Do you remember when they used to call you the shortest guy on WMZQ?
Absolutely. I remember I came in right before Jim London. And God rest his soul.
You ever ride him?
No, never did. I tried. He had a sidekick named Mary Ball that I tried to climb on a couple of times.
Oh,
that didn't work out too well for me. That's
who are you again?
Inside Gary Stevens.
That's right.
A rider of Oxbow, winner of the Preakness. No triple crown for me this year. Yes, Oscar.
Gary, the Daily Racing Forum says you're the favorite for the Belmont.
Damn right I am. I think anybody that would see Gary Stevens do his thing, Gary Stevens, would...
Hold on, what's your name?
Gary Stevens.
Thank you. You sound like a disc jockey.
You know, just want to let everybody know the Belmont coming up, the Gary Stevens getting ready to ride around the track. It's one of the longest races, and I think that I've determined that I probably have the best chance because I know how to ride my mount, baby.
Yeah, you do.
I sure do, and Gary Stevens, not as popular as some of the other jockeys.
Well, because you're a dick.
Popularity doesn't matter when you're running for that special prize.
You know what you are? You're not a disc jockey. You're a dick jockey.
Hey, that's not real
come
nice.
Come on.
That's, yeah, you're way out of line, Mr. Man.
Yeah, I didn't ask about your trail.
Yeah, I'll give you a trail.
What a great run for you. Let's talk about your morning show years.
Yeah, the morning show years. I remember back when I did the Gary Stevens show.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, it was Gary Stevens in the morning, yes. And then the Gary Stevens get-together.
I remembered when it was just Stevens in the morning.
And it's Stevens and Company, and the Stevens Hour, when they cut my hours back.
I remember
and,
that.
And then really, I got out of it, actually, because of a couple of things. One too many short jokes.
Yeah, oh, I remember your last show.
And there was an executive assistant to the general manager who I got a little too familiar with.
I remember. You know what
I
mean,
huh? I remember. Do I kid? Hi, Gary Stevens.
Your last radio gig.
Sure.
Was Stevens and Fez.
Stevens and Fez. I will say Fez Watley. Well, it's real simple. He just touched me inappropriately.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Danny. There's a lot of, badness in the world today. I see it in court every day. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them.
The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I know I've made some mistakes in the past. I'm willing to make up for that. I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. You know, I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Well, just ask my grandson Spaulding. He and I are regular pals.
Are you my pal, Mr. Scholarship Winner?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide 18 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Monday, May 20th, 2013.
Where is the month going?
It's flying by, and we are brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Father's Day is coming up fast. Your dad needs Mangrates, and so do you. The grill was not used for the baby shower, but we debated it, and then we're planning on a big outdoor barbecue this coming Memorial Day weekend. This is really one of the biggest weekends for grilling in the United States.
I actually use my grill brush on Saturday because I did ribs on the Weber.
I'm glad you weren't removing an ingrown hair.
No. That joke comes later in the copy. It is the best grill brush and amazing. The ribs were amazing.
The Made in America Man grates are 100% American cast iron. And they're grilling grates, and they're revolutionizing the way people grill steak. Chicken, veggies never tasted so good because Mangrates sear your food to seal in the juices. And really, I'm not exaggerating when I say this particular weekend coming up is grill out weekend extraordinaire.
And you can start wearing white pants.
And really, this will take your food to a whole nother level.
Right on up.
Mangrates bring steakhouse quality to your house. Name one of the best grilling accessories by Men's Health Magazine. Mangrates makes the perfect Father's Day gift. Get Mangrates for your dad or yourself and click their ad on our websites. Go to mangrate.com, enter the code TMOS, and you'll get our special price, $19.99. And you already said something about the brush, right?
If you watch the Preakness, four of the horses were actually groomed with one of the Mangrates brushes. It was amazing.
Shared that joke with my brother-in-law over the weekend.
How do you like
quoted
it?
You a bunch over the weekend.
That makes me feel uneasy.
Almost more than I really should.
He's part of the Rob mob?
Yeah. It's just, you know, I quote him a lot because he says stupid, silly things. Yeah.
And then your sister says, I don't care for him.
But she gave us a wonderful baby gift.
Aww. Did she?
Yeah, she gave us our stroller.
Oh, nice. I was hoping for a camera.
Yeah. What would be a logical question you would ask about the stroller?
Is it a single or a double stroller?
Nope.
Did she give you a picture of it?
No, but it's not here yet.
Oh my God, really?
No.
I had to do that.
I love her. Are you serious?
I love her to death.
Was
but
it
I had
back
to do
ordered?
That. No, it's not. But it's ordered because, you know, we're on the registry thing.
Right. Yeah.
And now the baby shower has passed.
Mrs. O'Meara has given me permission to reveal the secret of the baby shower and the upcoming registries. Yeah. Anyway, we're hoping. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement
System. That is so great, though, because that's probably the most expensive thing on the registry.
We got a lot to talk about. Yes. I would go out with the baby shower and the lack of testicles at the baby shower. You know, I want to talk about the next 2 months, which are going to be rather insane for this show and for my personal life.
Really?
Really?
And anyway, that's it. And also, your friend Tab Patterson will be on the show today. I'd like to
booking.
I'll discuss Tab.
Really? Oh, he's not actually going to be joining us?
I thought we had a packed show.
He put something up on the web that interested me.
What?
And I'll ask you about it.
Okay, good.
I think you keep tabs on him. But before we do that, a bit of a bombshell for the Mike O'Meara show, and something that nobody in this room is happy to announce, but I have to do it because I'll tell you the story. When I was going to come in here and talk about this today, a lot of times when things happen in radio, especially at radio stations or on shows, you have discussions with management and you have discussions on how to spin. How should we spin something? And, you know, really one of the luxuries of doing the show the way we've done it is that spin is something that not only do we hate to do on this show, but spin is something that I feel you, the listeners that listen to this show on a daily basis so passionately. Spin is something that we wouldn't be able to pull off on you because we just have to tell it like it is. So it is with a great deal of regret that I have to tell you what went down on Friday after the show. We were done. We had a show. Everything was chugging along. Had no idea. And we go over all sorts of different business on Friday. And I was going over stuff with Oscar and with Rob. And everybody splits.
Right.
I'm sitting right in this chair. I'm going through my email and getting ready to go downtown for taking Mrs. O'Meara down for shower night because they needed us to clean out of the house so they could get ready for it. And really, I'm kind of uptight because my sister's coming into town and I'm ready. But I'm not thinking about the show at this point.
Anyone who listened to Friday's show know that your mind was definitely in pre-shower mode.
Pre-shower mode. So I was surprised when Mr. Buzz Burbank came back into the house, came down, sat down right in front of me, right here on this little ottoman, and said, he's leaving the show. And I was very, very surprised by it. I was very shocked by it. I was, I'll be honest, I was both hurt and pissed at the same time, because if you remember, it was about a year ago when this all went down and Buzz wanted to leave the show, and then Buzz decided to come back to the show. So when he informed me, my reaction was just, oh boy, you know, okay, if that's the way you feel. I listened to what he had to say, and we had a discussion about it. I don't think Rob was happy about it. I don't think Oscar was happy about it. But Buzz explained to me, as he did the last time he quit, that he is at 60 years old. He wants to try new things. That is the primary reason that he told me that he wants to leave the show. And you know, I said, look, we have really made an effort over the last year to make him part of the family.
Right.
And I said, but Buzz, I don't feel like you ever felt you were a part of this family. And that makes me sad. That makes me frustrated because I like you. And you know, we loved having you here. You were kind of the elder statesman. You were the serious newsman that would come at the end of all of our tomfoolery. And so I was hurt. And I said, okay, let's let a couple of days pass. You know, really, we don't want all the drama surrounding what we had the last time. And then we'll talk. So, you know, cooler heads prevail because I was just unhappy and I was hurt. I called Rob. Rob was unhappy and hurt. Oscar was unhappy and hurt, you know, at this. Because, you know, when you work with a guy, this podcast in particular, it's over 3 years that we've been chugging along.
Right.
We were the guys that were cast to the side. And, you know, we rose above it because of the passion of our listening audience. And we were able to, you know, establish this amazing show and keep it chugging. And now we're getting back on the radio. And so it was kind of a real bummer for me.
Well, when you mentioned that we've been at this for over 3 years, what occurred to me is that
Between
you and me and Buzz, we had been shoulder to shoulder for 20 years.
Yeah, but Buzz, I think 22 years he was talking about. 20, you know, the association with the Don and Mike show,
and then
with my show after that. And so it's a long association. But at the same time, I think everybody in this room, to be honest and not spin, would say that we always felt that on our road trips or wherever we would go or where we'd go do karaoke, that it's not that his heart wasn't into it, but he never felt that he was a part of it. And that is frustrating to me because, you know, I wish that that was different, but there's really ultimately nothing I can do.
Yeah. Frustrating is a good word
for it.
So
just to wrap it up, and then last night we had a nice conversation, Buzz and I, and it was determined just for the sake of moving on and the awkwardness of coming back in with a guy that doesn't want to be here, it would be really best if, you know, that was it. So I honored his request.
Right.
He's cool with it. He did not, you know, he wasn't going crazy about wanting to come in and do any kind of farewell show or anything like that. And we've been there with it with him
we
with
had done that already.
Once
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to lay that drama on you. So understand that we wish Buzz absolutely nothing but the best. Really, we will maintain contact.
Of course.
Buzz and I had that discussion last night that we will maintain our contact. I don't even preclude an occasional visit on the show to see how he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of irons in the fire where he's going to make an effort to do some different thing, maybe online,
right.
Maybe on the radio, I'm not sure. And we wish him nothing but the best. I mean, really, there's nothing I could say bad about the guy because we are a band of brothers here.
Yes.
And are we thrown for a loop? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Are we disappointed? Yes. Will the show go on? Oh, you bet your ass it'll go
on. Oh, yeah.
And really, on a show note, I loved what Buzz brought to the table. And I think that when it comes to the podcast format and the type of show, the concentrated show we do now,
mm-hmm.
it's a different medium. It's a different style. Mm-hmm. And maybe he wasn't always comfortable with that particular kind of style. I don't know. I'm not in his head.
Yeah,
I don't
can't
know.
Answer
but
for
I
him.
Think there were days, being totally honest and not in any way trying to throw the guy under the bus here, there were days where we were a little uncomfortable with it too because it would be kind of a formal newscast in the middle of all this hijinks that
yep.
we do. So as we move forward, you know, we are not going to replace Buzz. We are not bringing somebody else in. We are not doing that because, quite honestly, you know, we will have a news presence on the show that we will discuss the headlines of the
right.
day, the topicality of the day. It just will not, you know, nobody can do that formal newscast like Buzz can.
No, we did look at the possibility of bringing in Steve Harvey. And it did not work out.
It doesn't. So really, Buzz, we love you. I'm so sorry that your head, you know, took you in a different direction
yeah.
and you didn't feel that way. But, you know, we both agreed the second time around, I wasn't going to pretend that I was, oh, please don't. You know, he wanted to leave. I'm going to, you know, I'm fine with him doing that because it's what he wants to do. And that's it. Go ahead, Oscar.
I just want to echo what you just said. When you broke the news to me, because I heard through you,
mm-hmm.
I called Buzz right away because, as everyone in this room knows, you just mentioned it. We're brothers. And I just said, look, I just want to make sure. Like you're making this decision for the right reasons.
And I had a similar conversation.
Yeah. And he was very honest with me. He said that again that he was 60 and he had been doing this for 22 years and he wanted to try something else. And I said, well, if all your other ducks are in a row and this is kind of an adventure and the path you want to take, you're a grown man. And I wish you the best of luck. And we're always going to be friends. And
right.
We're going to always support each other. I was a little confused by the way he laid it on us, but
yeah.
outside of that. Even before the show, we wish him the best of luck.
Right.
And if he's looking for something, whatever it may be, I hope you find it, Buzz.
Two conversations occurred, both Oscar and myself. We both asked him the same thing. Are you going to be okay with this?
Yes.
You know, what is your plan? Because we think, you know, because we all are kind of involved in each other's business as
sure.
far as survivability and, you know, how we're going to make ends yeah. meet and stuff. That was
we care about him.
You know, we asked him both yeah. That question, what are you going to do? At the same time, I got deeper with him, a personal conversation that, you know.
You have a longer relationship.
You know, wondering about, you know, what it was. You know, was it the old Don and Mike show and the hurt
right.
feelings that exist there that translated into maybe some hurt feelings here? And, you know, to get into the drama of that would be pointless for me at this stage of the game. I don't want to do that. At the same time, you know, we all were just a little taken aback by the way it went down. And it went down so suddenly.
I was more than taken aback.
You were pissed.
My feelings were hurt and
right.
I was pissed. And now, after a few days, I'm left with an empty feeling and a hurt feeling.
Right.
But I do know this, is that we really did launch this project, this podcast, 3 years and change ago, based on the passion that we had for putting out a good product.
Right.
And we've had good months, and we've had months that aren't that great.
Right.
But the one thing we always had is a passion to put the best product out there for you that we could.
To right. create.
And if he is in a place, and I don't fault him for this, because passion is not something you can whip up with ingredients. Passion is something that is just born. And if he doesn't have the passion to do it anymore in this format, it would be fruitless and stupid for us to encourage him to continue to try.
We love...
I love him. Yeah. I loved working with him. I'm honored to work with him. I've worked with a lot of heritage guys in my ride. And I'll always treasure that I worked with Buzz because he's great. But if he himself feels that he is not a part of what we're doing now, he can't... I mean, it's silly to try
Doesn't work.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, as far as being thrown back... yeah, very much. Surprised? Yes.
Yeah, it's tough.
Shocked, hurt, yes.
When someone comes to you and says, I don't want to be part of what you're doing, that it's tough not to take that personally. And there's the part where I was having a conversation with my wife. She said, tell the truth. Tell the truth to your listeners. Tell the truth that you were hurt by this. Mm-hmm. Of course I was hurt by this. I feel that way. And at the same time, this is not in any way diminishing his contribution to what we've done. But the three guys that are here that do this show every day are committed to making this show better.
Yeah.
Passion,
and making
man.
This show the prime, and I'm going to tell you what the prime directive as we go forward with this show is. The letters that I get every single week, there is not a week that goes by that I don't get one like this, is I went through a particular circumstance, and turning your show on and getting a few laughs out of your show or getting distracted by your show was the only thing that kept me going. That is my commitment to everybody that's listening to the show.
Never get tired of those letters.
That's why we get up early in the morning and work on providing this two-hour radio show in some cases and about a 90-minute podcast to everybody so that you can, you know, be distracted so we can move forward. So without diminishing in any way, nor would I ever think of doing that. Buzz's contributions to what we've had for the last 3 years.
I'd say the podcast would not have been created without his assistance and his help in getting it launched.
And I commit to everybody with that said that we are going to make this show better, lighter, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to continue to be fun. And really, this was a tough show to come in and do today because we're going to miss him.
Yeah,
and at the same time, though, we are, as with any change, especially in a broadcast situation, whether it's a Broadway musical, a feature film, a radio program, change can be good. Where will the change, how will it manifest itself eventually, ultimately? We've got some very strong ideas about what we want to do. We're not sure exactly where it's going to land and how it's going to end up, but we're going to be throwing different stuff against the wall, and we're going to see what sticks.
I promise you this. It's going to be a fun trip.
It's going to allow...
Because we're going to, the ability to try new things, especially with this nucleus we have here, even when it screws up, it's fun.
Yeah.
So I look forward to figuring out where we're headed.
But this ain't an average radio show. This is not the kind of thing where somebody bails and you go, whatever, you spin it the way you want to spin it. No, this is something where, you know, we lost one of the band of brothers today, and it's sad. And it bums us out, and in many cases, it made us a little hot. Made me hot the first day. I was kind of frustrated because we did, you know, he came back after that first time he quit. Sorry to laugh about that, but it is funny.
It's anytime you preface a story that way.
And then, you know, and I thought everything was okay, but at the same time, he had that nagging desire at his age, and he was honest about that too, of wanting to try something new. That's it. That's the reason Buzz is leaving.
Right.
And boy,
I suggested looser pants.
I respect him for that. I respect him,
I do
and
too.
I admire him for doing that. I wish that he could get that fulfillment and do the show at the same time, but that's cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So we move on, and as I said, Buzz and I, you know, we had a nice conversation last night. We plan to have lunch in the next couple of weeks to sit down and talk about everything. He will not be coming back to the show. I want to stress that. This is not something that he...
On a regular basis.
Or I, he will not be coming back to the show as a regular contributor.
Right.
He, you know, if he wants to drop in and visit, my God, we'd love to have him, but he recognizes that, and I recognize that now. Mm-hmm. So I want to make that, I just want to put that to rest, because there'll be a lot of people saying, well, why not? No, that ship has sailed, and I'm not happy about it, but it's the way it is, and that's the way it will be. So that's I wanted to make sure we were clear on that.
Where's Josh Spiegel going to sit?
No, stop it.
Tony Perkins will be joining us Monday. No, it's, you know, the funny thing is, for the foreseeable future,
yes,
we are not planning on putting anybody in that news chair.
Okay.
However, I know what happened the last time. And, you know, there are, believe it or not, in our little world here, people that want to be part of this little world.
Yeah, we're not so sure we want them, though.
We're not sure we want them. So, you know, let us digest this a little bit. We are going to be having a new feature that will be in place of the regular Buzz News. That's going to be a news feature, and we are going to be moving the audio vault to the last segment of the show.
Right.
And those are the two immediate changes you're going to hear on this program. So bear with us, and really, Buzz, from Oscar, from Rob, from Mark Ronick, yep, from myself, we love you, and we wish you the very, very, very best of luck. And we hope that you are ultimately a very happy guy and you find the happiness that you're looking for. I mean that with all of my soul.
We've always said that we've never been happier professionally than when we're doing this.
Absolutely.
And I hope he finds that same happiness.
Yeah, we're going to miss him, and good luck, Buzz. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you believe it's been a year since she passed? Yes. That's why I'm playing Donna Summer today.
I don't know why that you're referencing something else.
No, no. And by the way, no
sometimes
rumors.
It's, you know, on the radio, it's going to sound like a long commercial break, and then you say that, and
oh, no.
I'm confused. No. Son of a bitch.
No. You're fine.
All right. Yes, it's. I can't believe it's been a year since
That's
Donna
right.
Summer bought the farm. we interviewed Donna Summer. Were you were you with the show?
Sure. Let's say that. No, Mike, I wasn't.
Rob wasn't with the show. She came in. I got a chance to meet the
she
lovely
was
lady.
Sort of a problem, wasn't she?
No, it was Natalie Cole.
That's the one.
Natalie Cole had
the one.
Natalie Cole came to the old Dynamike show, and I believe we got Natalie substance free and Natalie
Between eras.
Not substance free. And believe it or not, this is a horrible thing to say. It's just my observation. I don't even know. This is all alleged, but it was my opinion that non-substance free.
Yes,
she was a lot more fun.
Well, sure.
Let me mention the sponsor. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Marketing your business doesn't have to be expensive. Vistaprint has everything you need at prices you can afford. We talk about it. Everybody's responding to it, and that's why they're still doing it. It's 250 primo quality business cards for just $10, and that includes shipping. You probably won't find a better price, and if you do, Vistaprint will match it with Vistaprint's low price guarantee. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, too, or they'll make it right. These are quality matte cards, but you can easily upgrade to premium matte. Premium matte.
Hey, remember him? Mm-hmm. He used to work with Gary Stevens.
No, that's what we call Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Premium matte.
There's no security.
Premium matte, glossy matte, or recycled matte. You can personalize your cards any way you'd like. And yes, Vistaprint does two-sided cards as well. Heavy paper stock at half the regular price. To get this offer, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. 250 top quality cards with free shipping for just $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar.
You know, actually, Ponyboy got business cards from Vistaprint, but got them printed on uncommunicated matte.
Yes. As a... let's get the Raw promo.
Yeah, no.
Raw promo coming up. We are the week that we finished the ride, which is the week of June 9th, June 10th, actually.
June 10th,
June 12th, and June 14th. The three Raw episodes will be available for you, and they are hysterically funny.
Awesome.
We cannot wait for you guys to hear these. This is Mike O'Mara Raw. You buy all three, and you also get the Spring Break 2013 home movies. Without further ado, let's hear a clip from... the upcoming incredible feature, Spring Break Raw.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say,
"Yeah, we're going to go to Gatorama to see Goliath the Great Gator. Now, if it's further than 1 mile, we're turning around and going back the other way. But we are officially now going out of our way."
To see a gator.
No, to see Gatorama. Shut up, Navigator. Shut the f*** up. Shut up. Shut the f*** up.
She votes now.
No, this will when she'll go nuts. She'll go, "Now turn around. Now turn around. Now turn around." I get it. We're going in the wrong direction.
Tune in and check it out.
Yes, if you're wondering, I was yelling at an inanimate object, my navigation system. I was not a fan. I was very angry at it. I was angry at a lot of things.
Yes, you were.
But actually, that's why Buzz left, because I was so angry.
No, Buzz left because he didn't want to go to Gatorama.
So, I just, you know, you hear stuff you haven't done. I was yelling at the navigation
system. You were. You yelled at everybody,
Jesus,
everything. I think you yelled at the alligators.
Wow.
I hate you, dashboard.
You stupid cigarette light. lighter?
Before we get on with the baby shower weekend and
oh, what a weekend it was with vaginas.
let me Mark Gronick, update on the server issues. We are in the process of upgrading our server, and that has glitches that go along with it. And so technical issues, we're working on it, right? I go to Mark and Oscar.
Yeah, we're working on it. Ponyboy is working really hard with us to get this all better. But if everybody recalls, we were having a lot of problems a month or two ago with our server. The website kept getting either really slow or it was just down altogether, and we made the decision to move to a new server.
That's right.
Just some growing pains.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They should be resolved here in the next couple
of
days.
And that's what it is. It's just a matter of really tweaking it, making it exactly the way we want it, making it lightning
fast.
What's
that sound in the background?
It's the theme from The Social Network.
Yeah, it is.
So
I get sexually aroused when I hear this.
Glad you've moved further away.
Give me a little more on that. At the Mike O'Mara Show Laboratories, it was decided that Matt Bloom would upgrade the server. Working with a skilled group of technicians, day in, day out, processes and systems were implemented to improve, for the Mike O'Mara Show listener, the speed and efficiency of how the show is delivered. However, with any change comes glitches. In some cases, glitches that drove people mad.
That's right.
And we're here to say we're working on those glitches on a daily basis.
I saw the movie. It's called The Bloom Network. And my favorite scene is when Ponyboy actually walks over to his dorm room window and writes, "It's broken."
Matt Bloom. Matt
with
Bloom.
The grease pencil.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise known as Pony Boy. So do we have any kind of timetable as to when we're going to be completely one? Well, anything computer is going to have a glitch occasionally.
I would say 92% by this afternoon.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Okay, I'm happy with
He's
that.
He's working hard right now as we speak.
92%. Yeah, you Winklevoss, you.
That's a B-plus in any school system.
The Winklevi. Okay, baby shower fun.
Oh, my God. How was it?
Lack of testicles. A champagne record. A particular game.
Can you
comments about a body part of my sister, including some physical contact. But more importantly than anything else, women can talk.
Oh, my God. And you know what? You're
drunk
lucky.
Women can really talk.
No. You did catch one lucky break.
Yes.
Carrie could not get out of work. So the talking was at least kept to a level.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean.
And Carrie on champagne is a whole nother animal.
So the weekend started with a trip downtown where my bride and I went down to a hotel. I'd like to make this statement, and I want to say this could change with a sponsorship for the show.
Oh, good.
But for now, I am not going to use one of those travel websites that does not tell you what the hotel is.
Oh, I believe if anyone buys Spring Break Raw, it's explained several times.
Yeah, so that's
the one.
With
great detail. You didn't do that again.
Yeah.
You're a dummy.
I'm a cheap dummy.
Yeah, you're a cheap dummy.
He's a baller on a budget.
I'm a baller on a... I'm a baller on
show
a budget.
Show title. Show title.
I truly, truly thought that, hey, I'll give it one more go.
You're dumb.
And they say four-star hotel at this price. I said, well, let me give that a whack. And so I do this, and as soon as I booked it.
I wish I could play you the tape of you.
I know.
That I have.
I know.
In my hands.
I got one time, I got a really great deal.
So did I. Yeah.
I got a great deal at one of these suite hotels that was just so much better than I ever expected. Yep. And once you do that, it's almost like gambling. You hit a slot machine for any kind of win.
Twice it happened for me.
This place sucked.
But Mike, in the end, they get it all.
In the end, they get it
it's
all.
It's like a casino, you're right.
I looked at the website right after they reveal. And here's the way it works. If you've never done this on any of these hotel websites or travel websites, they will give you a secret hotel, and it's not revealed until you pay for it. The very concept...
Oh, the secret hotel!
The very concept of that should tell you that that's hinky.
Do you not
right
remember
there, that's hinky.
When Oscar tried to get a hotel in Savannah and it booked him in like Roanoke?
Yeah.
I mean, because they wouldn't tell him the hotel.
Because it's hinky. And because the reason you're getting that rate is because it is off the beaten path.
Right.
And they're not, or for a variety of other reasons. Mm-hmm. The hotels do this. And you do have good hotels that do this. You have bad hotels that do this too. But by and large, you will not... The stars don't match up with the quality of the hotel. At
Hello,
least
stars.
In this particular circumstances.
That's
it's
what
a
it
slot
is.
Machine.
Yes.
Sometimes you might hit on a busy weekend, which it was in Washington.
Yes.
You're not going to hit on that.
No.
And so I go on, and it reveals the name of the hotel, which I will not say because I'm not going to do that. Beacon. And so I sat there, and I look, and as soon as I got on the website and I looked at the customer photographs, I immediately called, and I said, I made a very, very serious mistake.
A grievous error.
A very serious mistake here, and I'm a little concerned if I can go back. No, sir, we cannot. It's a full. There is no return. You can't go back. I don't think, even if you lied about having a death in the family, I don't think you'd be able to go back on this thing. I think it would be very, very frustrating. So I will tell you a little more about the hotel that I stayed in on Friday night. Picked up the sister on Saturday and baby shower. Much more fun and much. I haven't even begun. To tell you about baby shower Rama.
It's going to be great.
At the Mike O'Mara Show House. We'll take a break. Come right back. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. God, the show is almost over.
I know.
This segment is brought to you by our Amazon page, your graduation day gift headquarters. I've taken care of mine yet. No, I haven't yet.
Hold on.
Sorry.
You didn't make any sense. You have or you
haven't? I haven't taken care of mine yet.
Okay. You need to on Amazon.
I've got 60,000 things going in my brain right now. I have to. I just realized that I completely lost focus on the show because I haven't taken care of Catherine's graduation.
You've got 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we addressed the thing. Remember we were talking about the computer?
Yeah, you tried it. We were here for the phone call.
Yeah, that's a done deal. She has a new one.
Wow.
She got a new one. It's not the one we had discussed, but so that's done.
Okay.
So now my wheels are spinning.
What if you got her a new one and she donated her old one to the show?
That's right. We do need one.
Let's just get through the commercial. It's also where you'll find the toys of summer in the Amazon Great Outdoors sales event. Today and every day, save money and support the show. Click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it. We thank you in advance for that. So I'm down at the hotel. Not horrible. Not fantastic, but still a lot of money out of pocket for me, and I wish it had been a little bit nicer.
Yeah,
that's
I understand.
All. Nothing egregious, nothing really that bad outside
what
of
kind
the...
Would you say you got 30% off by going through the Shuck and Jive website?
Probably about that. Yeah, about 30% off. Mm-hmm. But 30% off, for a hotel that you wouldn't pay that for anyway.
What you should have done is just crashed at Oscar's place.
I've stayed at that hotel.
Yeah.
I have.
It's a bucket of okay.
Yeah, I mean, but a guy like me, I mean, it was nice.
It's okay.
What was wrong with it?
Well, because
it's kind of a hipster hotel.
Because, hipster. Yeah,
oh, I hate
that's
that.
Why, that's
so
why there was like.
That means small.
That's why there was relish all over the walls. there wasn't relish.
Oh, my God.
It had
black light relish?
You know why he liked it? It
well, had, because he put the relish there.
Because it had a hipster kind of Euro vibe.
Was it like that?
Ooh, tinky.
It like that hotel where they booked one of the WJFK Christmas parties and the hotel was really the width of a townhouse?
Oh, the Helix?
Yeah. And you. Me and Don, I watched it happen. We all pulled in, looked at the hotel, and then went home.
And we left.
We never went in.
No.
It's too small.
It was too small.
It was too.
You just left?
There were 13 cars in front of us, like waiting to be parked. And it was like, okay, we can't handle it.
You saw three large cars leave. Boom, boom, boom.
We're just going to go away.
Wow.
It sucked. So, look, it wasn't that big a deal. Yeah. It just wasn't.
You were expecting.
Yeah, it was. It's
the relish covered
hotels
walls.
Need to be renovated on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They do; otherwise, they get ass smelling.
The relish covered walls. Was that in your room or in the hallway?
No, it was a combination of. Where do I begin?
Right around the corner.
There's a bar.
Yeah,
there's a bar there,
and it's full of just douchebags.
Including this douchebag that like eavesdropped on Carl and my conversation when we got back to the hotel after having dinner with my sister and said, "Hey, I heard you're a radio guy. I work for the Glenn Beck Radio Network."
Bingo!
Super. So we have something to talk about. Yeah,
I would have knifed him.
Yeah, it was a Glenn Beck guy with a skinny, bald with tattoos.
That's great. A skinny Glenn Beck tattooed guy who listens in when he shouldn't. What a fun fella.
Finished up my little after dinner Grand Marnier after he called me a liberal loony and
Mike, you loony,
and decided loony,
loony,
loony, loony, loony.
Stand by me.
And so I wasn't rude, but I wanted to be. I wanted to walk away and say, okay, nice talking with you. Hey, ho! But I didn't do that.
And then back to the narrow hotel.
Exactly. So it was fine. It was just fine.
Fine.
My sister, where was she staying? Oh. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to Washington, D.C. We'll be washing your toes at 5. We'll be scrubbing your cuticles at 6. And the carriage will be there to pick you up by horse to bring you down. No, they were.
We're wondering what time you'll be taking dinner because we'll be having people come in to iron your rugs.
They were staying at a slightly nicer hotel.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, it was.
You hotwired it.
Yep.
She booked direct.
She booked direct at a place where to give you an idea of this hotel, even when I was a successful disc jockey, I would have looked at that and gone, what?
Was that the?
No way.
Without dropping name, is that a place where you've ever been married?
No.
Okay.
They've even upgraded that one.
What?
They've upgraded that. Well, that's the St. Regis now. That's the one where I got married was
named after your favorite host.
Yeah.
Hi there. Come on over here. Would you like the room? How about the presidential suite?
You're St. Regis.
Hey, that mint's on that pillow.
So, no nicer.
I can't even imagine.
A great. How about you get on mic?
Okay.
So the dinner was good.
The dinner was good, and the hotel she stayed at was named after someone who might have written the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's a gorgeous place.
It's amazing. Oh, wow. It's like if I could ever get a room there, I'd kill to just have one night there. I really would.
Well, I think that might be going a bit far.
I don't know.
We could chip in.
Okay. So the dinner was great.
Are you registered for a night there on the baby registry? Because we could all chip in and get you a night there.
The thing is, I am so D.C. illiterate when it comes to like where to go and places to stay. Kathy says to me, well, it's a beautiful day. I got down here early and I've been walking around the monuments and I'm wondering, is there a way we could sit outside? And I said, me too. I'm an al fresco diner. I love to eat outside. I really do. If you can get me a restaurant that has tables on the street where I can watch the world go by, I'm a happy guy.
You know, the new Leesburg Five Guys has outside seating.
There you go.
Nice umbrellas.
Yes, sir.
Keep it cool.
Yeah, they're Coca-Cola umbrellas, but they're nice.
I forgot Rob's nickname, Worldly.
That's me. I am a man of the world.
So I go and I book a French restaurant.
You chose.
Le Plum de Bleu et Bleu.
Oh, that's excellent.
And it has outdoor seating, and I just see that it's Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay.
And I said, oh, that looks nice. I look at a few pictures. It looks fantastic.
What Pennsylvania.
Really nice place, but what I don't realize, it's right down where those double-decker tour buses, bored and empty.
How are your fumes?
I'll have the
escargot a diesel.
It was touristy and crowded.
Had your sister like it?
She was fine. We had vino, and we had a great time. We had with Kathy and Paul. We had an absolutely, which we always do, by the way.
Yeah,
we always. It's when we get mom and everybody else that things get a little crazy. When it's just them, Carla and Kathy and Paul and I have fantastic nights.
Well, as much as I give her grief on a regular basis and have for about 15 years, when I finally met Kathy in Maine last summer. She's delightful.
She's
so much fun. Great to talk to.
And really, makes me laugh, and Paul makes me laugh. And then had dinner at this place and went for an after-dinner drink up to the best view in Washington. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, the Hotel Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is really well-known. And in the day, back when I went there, it was known as just the best view. And you would go out there, and they'd have, like, wicker chairs.
Yep.
And you'd sit down. Well, I didn't realize that they've now clubbed
it
up.
I think it's a W now.
Oh, I've read about that.
Still says Hotel Washington to me.
Let me make sure.
Yeah, but they've douchebagged it.
Amazing view. I mean, you literally go to the top of this and you're looking right down over the White House. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing view. And they've clubbed it up.
That's bad.
Bottle serviced it up.
Yep. Sounds familiar.
And they say, you want to reserve, all the tables are reserved. And
did you ask for the Santana table?
I walk out and this table emptied out. And I saw it there. So I walk around to the hostess maitre d' stand, and I said, hey, this table's moved out there. Is a chance we could sit there we're only going to be here for less than an hour. Yeah, just know that you can sit there, but you have to get your drinks at the bar because the waitress won't wait on you. And I'm like, whatever. And we sat there. Yeah, it was definitely clubby.
Yeah,
and you don't need to have clubby up there. It's an amazing
I'm
view.
I'm douchey.
Yeah.
But that place is douchey.
It's douchey.
Yes. Yeah.
It was douchey. And
Steve
then,
douchey.
And then,
yeah.
It's Steve.
Nice hand gesture.
The Steve Douchey Hotel. So it's back. And to bed and outside of the vent in the four-star two-star hotel, blowing on me all night long, you know, and I couldn't get it to be warm in the room, believe it or not. We wanted it warm.
Wow.
Woke up in the morning. It was fine. We weren't picking my sister up till noon, so we went up to Adams Morgan and found a great diner, had breakfast, walked back about a mile and a half, did a nice little walk, which for me, you know, I'm sedentary.
That's right.
I don't like to move.
So now it's 3 o'clock.
And so noon, we pick him up, and it's out to baby shower day.
Ah, Mike's the baby shower.
It's out to
da-da-da.
Baby shower day. All I can say about the baby shower is I was there all day.
Good for you.
My brother-in-law was there all day.
Was it helpful to have him with you?
It was helpful to have him with us because we moved in at a certain point, probably at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then we watched the little Red Sox, and that was cool. Outside of that, I engaged all of the ladies in conversation. I was there all day.
So you were working.
It started at 2 o'clock. My daughter showed up. But the conversations, to be honest with you, when you've had about 15 conversations with women, you know, you just get to a point where you just you want to be in another state.
Well, you were working, and I have a hunch that probably about conversation number 10, it got to be like making the your Haitian calls. Was it the same conversation every time?
Debbie Harvey was there.
Oh, great.
And I got Debbie to come in and tell my sister about HHA, which was great.
That's awesome.
And Debbie's story about how we raised the money and how great our listeners were. You know, I'm in my element there. I'm digging on that.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you know, a wonderful toast that Carla made to my daughters.
Oh, that's nice.
Shannon was there for that. And because Shannon came, and it was really, and Shannon wrote in the baby book, you're supposed to write thoughts
for the baby?
Yeah.
I might have had a little bit of champagne when I was told to partake of
Did you use dirty words?
Shannon wrote the most beautiful thing about, you know, make sure you love people. I can't even duplicate. I don't remember what it said. It was so sweet and beautiful.
What I was going to write in the baby book is because you have to address it to the child. What I was going to write was...
A lot of people wrote, Dear Baby.
Dear Baby O'Mara, I would write. I'd say, I know you never got a chance to meet your father. But
so cool.
He was a great, great man.
I asked Shannon about that twice because you were gracious enough to call and say, could you please thank her?
Big impression on me. And I don't say that. Carla wanted me to pass that along.
I said,
too.
What did you write? And she said, and she started talking about I was like, what? Why don't you talk like that to me? Like,
yeah. So beautiful. I'll try to find it. I'm going to read it on the air.
I was really impressed by, one, her maturity to write something like that.
Yep.
And then, two, the fact that she took the time. That seemed like a long note.
She's just, look, she is, let me just give you a compliment, okay?
Okay.
She is classy. She's beautiful. And she's sweet as the day is long. I have always thought my first impression of her was just what a sweetheart she is. She's got a great laugh. She's little and she's fun. And I was just impressed with what she wrote. It was
Carrie
nice.
Didn't show up.
She was working.
She had to work.
She was working. We understand that completely. And
can I ask you a question?
I want to
find out about these conversations that you had with all the different women.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any common question or statement that they would make?
Not a common question, but and I'm glad you asked that question because it allows me to say what they said.
Okay.
And the way it would typically go, I would say, hi, blank.
Okay.
How are you doing? You know, what's new? Oh, let me tell you. The one thing I wanted to tell you, and then I would hear, and I'd go,
right.
Oh, really?
And you got to do that for everybody.
They didn't all sound the same because I know Rob does one too. And then someone else would sit down and I'd say, hey, how are you? I'd say, so what's new? What have you.
So there's that. Now, was it a shower where you open gifts in front of everybody?
No, she chose not to do that.
That's good because
God bless her.
Then you would have gotten, honey, look.
Yep.
Honey, it's cute.
Oh, but the good news was that last night, right before I was going to turn in, as I literally, because of the late night and the early mornings,
right,
barely able to keep my eyes open, I went to bed at 7:15.
Whoa.
Wow.
After we had had the 1 hour opening of the baby clothes.
Grandpa, we're going to let you sit in the sun today.
I mean, I went up to just chill. I'm not going
It's not even dark yet.
I know. I'm not going up to like to bed. I'm going up to lie on the bed.
Did you put foil over the windows?
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving the room before 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it's shut eye time.
Yeah.
So I because really it's just like, okay, this is the baby shampoo set, and this is the baby
Yeah, it's tough.
And maybe it's because I'm 53. Maybe it's because I've been there. It's like I'm excited. However, the mother-in-law, Linda,
yes,
got to give her the award. Let me tell you what Linda did.
What?
Not only bought the crib, had Carla's grandfather come over and put it together.
Oh, so you don't have to do that?
The crib is in the nursery put together.
Fantastic. That is great.
Hallelujah. That is awesome. Hallelujah.
Because you have actually been sweating that for a month and a half.
And apparently, Ernie is a handy dude.
Yeah, and you're not so much.
And he said it was a daunting task.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know how much work it was, which means I wouldn't have been able to do it.
I think it was about 2 months ago when you pulled me aside, and I didn't know what was about to happen. You said, you ever put a crib together?
Oh.
I said, yeah. You said, what's it like?
Chinese water torture.
Yeah, it's bad.
You're better at that than I am.
I had to do two of them, and I wouldn't want to do it.
I did my sister's. Mm-hmm. Both of them, actually.
Right.
I built them both with my brother-in-law, and I sat here and I said, well, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
It's like that was the baby shower gift for daddy. That was amazing.
And there's a little pressure because if it falls apart, that's bad.
There's a life on the line.
That's right.
The baby like loses a limb.
Yeah,
you
don't miss out on a washer.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here? I don't understand. It seems like, oh, dear God. Well, Mike, maybe you shouldn't have put it together. Maybe you should have called the store or gotten a professional. Anyway, so...
Mike fighting with his ratchets.
So the whole day is baby shower. And then I started really because where my daughters work out at the restaurant they work at, and I know the owner, and he had called me Friday evening, and his comment was, how much alcohol is required for a 53-year-old father to get through a baby shower?
Wow.
And I took him to heart with that because the champagne was flowing rather liberally, and I partook of the champagne. And everybody at the shower partook of the champagne.
Can you estimate how many bottles you went through?
We had, I think, at any one time, the total of people that were there, probably 25 to 30.
Okay.
No more than that.
Then
so
I would
not an
say,
overwhelmingly large group.
If you go by standard bartending stuff, you figure, I think, 3.5 people per bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had 25 people,
right.
Let's say you needed 9 bottles of champagne.
That's so funny, Rob. That's truly hysterical.
Really?
I am not exaggerating when I say we probably, all I know is the original bottles of champagne that were provided.
Yeah.
By 3 o'clock, I was going to the store with my brother-in-law to get 4 more bottles of champagne.
Oh, wow. Man.
And by the end of the day, 3 other people had made, had made trips to the grocery store to buy the Korbel company.
Yes.
It, you know, really ought to send me a thank you note based on this because I'm going to say conservatively we went through between Prosecco because they ran out of champagne at the grocery store.
So you had to go to Plan B.
We went to Prosecco.
Which is good.
Yeah.
At one point, two of Carla's friends, who I will refer to as, let's just call them Lush and Drunky.
Okay.
Lush and Drunky were coming, were standing at the counter when the 3 new bottles of Prosecco had been brought in.
Oh, no.
And I saw the people that brought the champagne, you know, the designated drivers that were sent out to get the booze for all the Lushes and Drunkies, myself included. And there were 3 bottles. I saw them coming in with 3 bottles.
Clink, clink, clink.
I got up a minute and a half later because I said, oh, good, the champagne's here. I'm going to refresh my glass. And I walked over to where one of the new ones, poured it up, and it was empty.
Oh, my God.
And there were only 2 women standing there, and they had it in the Dixie cups just going, hey, this is a great paper shot. F word. It's like, okay. Because one of the ladies kind of went to the dark side as far as language.
Really? But, that's odd with champagne.
Yeah. But you didn't.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I never went. Well, it's champagne, to be honest.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Well, you know what my liver does when it says champagne? It's like, okay, when are you going to really start drinking?
When Mike has a glass of champagne, that's like serving sorbet between courses. It's just to let him catch up.
That's the only thing that really saved me. But I was astounded. I'm going to say, with those people, probably 25 to 28 bottles of champagne.
Oh.
Were consumed.
That's
it was
a bottle of
It was mainline. And
you know what? Carla probably not drinking.
Well, you know what made it special?
What?
They had a little pomegranate liqueur. And they put the pomegranate liqueur in there, and that was it. So it was a...
you were making a royale.
It was rather a heavy-headed day. I stopped at a certain time, and everything was fine. The food was delicious.
Do we have time
for
the dessert?
The dessert.
I heard there were multiple desserts.
Yeah, there were. I know that there were, like, red velvet cupcakes that were, that were there. It was good.
I'll have.
Casual, you know, sandwiches. I'll have that. There were Hershey bars, like Baby Boy, Baby Blue Hershey bars.
I seen them.
And Baby Blue Hershey
kisses. Had rave reviews. Yeah.
And Baby Blue balloons. And Baby
Blue balloons. Most important question.
Jesus
even with
Christ.
Your,
I'm just glad I survived the weekend. Yeah.
With your night out at the less than stellar hotel,
yes.
Was Carla pleased with the day?
She was very happy with
the
day.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Make sure she saves up her energy because she has a lot of bottles to take out to the recycle bin.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, our trash, seriously. We have the carbon footprint of a Carnival effing cruise ship in our yard. I mean, honest to God, there are going to be 17 bags of trash out there on Wednesday. We'll take a break and a new news feature because of our buddy who's departed. We're very sad about that. We think you're going to like it. It's going to be news you may not need.
Okay.
That's coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. I told the story last week about the fact that I had an issue because I put batteries in the thermostat wrong.
That's right, Charlie.
And CB Lucas was so responsive, and the guy, you know, only rolled his eyes at me a little, but he was here like within 2 hours.
That's right.
It was truly amazing.
Within 3 hours, he was back at CB Lucas corporate laughing at you.
Summer's almost here. Make sure your home will be cool when the temps get hot. Whether your system just needs a tune-up or replacement, CB Lucas is your best choice to keep your home cool all summer long. No sales gimmicks, just quality service and installation at great prices. CB Lucas also has special 0% financing for 48 months on qualifying train systems for TMOS listeners in Northern Virginia. Now, listen, if you have a system that you do not think is going to make it through the dog days, which I believe are going to arrive in the next week or two.
I think in the next 10 hours.
We've been really, really lucky, and the hot days are just ahead of us now. So let's see it, and we want you to get CB Lucas on the line. They will help you with it. Your AC heating and probing needs taken care of, 855-CB-LUCAS, or click their ad on our website. And really, they're wonderful people. Call them, 855-CB-LUCAS. Are you ready, Rob?
Yes.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents
News You May Not Need.
A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activities.
I look forward to
it. A little real news, a little light news, a little entertainment news.
I love news.
Yes.
You may not need to know that at least one person has been killed and 21 injured in Oklahoma as a severe storm system generated several tornadoes. Did you see some of the video of this?
The most horrifying video I saw was Jim Cantore talking about his 10-ton car.
Yeah, it's...
I almost pulled it for the vault, but I have just enough of that stain.
The reason this matters to many of our listeners, because we have lots of fans in Kansas and also Iowa. The storms were last night in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa, leveling neighborhoods. They sent frightened residents scurrying for shelter. The tornadoes, high winds, and hail across the Midwest were part of a massive northeastward moving storm system that stretched from Texas to Minnesota.
You see the hail? It's big as a baseball.
Pretty amazing. Victims and emergency responders might not get much reprieve as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Storm Prediction Center forecasting similar weather for today. So we wish everybody luck out
there.
Can
you guys, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm not sure. I saw the story on CNN where a family, and a lot of families get into, you go into the bathroom, you go into the bathtub, and you actually hunker down.
You go into a bathtub or you stand under
an
door
arch.
Jam.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed
why
to do
don't
it.
Those, why out of, when like an F4 or an F3 comes through the neighborhood, why is that the room that stays? Is it because of the plumbing?
I think it's because the bathroom is usually very on the interior part of your house.
And it's also roughed in such a way where it needs support structure for the PVC. See the way it's roughed in. I think there's a it's
I was
stronger.
Curious.
I always heard the door jam. You go underneath the.
I went into the bathroom because there's certain things you can do in a bathroom you can't do in a door jam.
Thank you, Rob.
Especially when you're scared.
You may not need to know the scandals dogging President Barack Obama are a political gift to Republicans who could use some good luck after recent election losses. It's not clear, however, how Republicans can best capitalize on the Democratic woes, legislatively or politically. Last November's election dynamics complicate the picture on both fronts. Republican leaders are urging a bit of restraint. I don't know whether they are or they aren't, in exploiting the White House's new weaknesses.
They're certainly saying it, but whether or not they do it, have you heard? And I was going to play this.
I don't think they're doing it.
No, but they're saying that they're doing it.
I don't
it.
Think they're using restraint. The next step for the Tea Party groups who feel that they were unfairly scrutinized by the IRS
right.
is to sue them.
Great.
This comes from Jay
Now we're getting something done.
Jay Sekulow, the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, said the group will be bringing a lawsuit on behalf of the many groups next week. It's the logical next step. I don't know if he sounds like that.
What I love is that whenever the president says something, it lives in all eternity now.
Yes.
And there's a tape that broke on the internet this weekend. He was doing, Obama was doing the Arizona State commencement address in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear this joke he made in 2009? I think you'll like this.
I learned never again to pick another team over the Sun Devils in my NCAA brackets. Wait. It won't happen again. President Crow and the Board of Regents will soon learn about being audited by the IRS.
Oh. It's a standard joke.
It's an old joke. It's just unfortunate that this tape would come now.
But also, administrations have done this. Democrats and Republicans have done it for years. I think that's the tool. I mean, if you really want to screw with somebody and you don't want them, you don't want to have the CIA kick their door in, you use the IRS.
But you can't use them. If you're too young to pay taxes, it's not effective. Like if you're, say, little Jabril.
I just want to say, you screw with me. What we're going to do is we're going to call little Jabril, and we're going to have little Jabril come out, and maybe I can do the whole impression like little Jabril.
Do you know I actually played you saying little Jabril for Jabril on Friday night?
Hey, little Jabril, how are things in Somalia?
He loved it, and he said, is that really on the radio?
That's right,
I
little
said,
Jabril.
Sort of. It's on WTNT.
It's on WTNT, and if you're in Fairfax in a bookstore, you'll be able to hear the whole thing. So we want you to take care, little Jabril, and send me another rainbow picture.
Good boy.
You may not need to know that Syrian government forces pushed deeper into a strategic opposition-held town near the Lebanese border on Monday, battling rebels in a fierce street-fighting situation, state media reported. An activist group said at least 23 elite fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fighting alongside regime troops have been killed in the clashes. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which tracks Syria's civil war, said that more than 100 Hezbollah members also have been wounded in the fighting around the town of Qusair.
They built my food processor.
Qusair. If confirmed, the casualties would be a significant blow to the Shiite group, which has come under harsh criticism at home in Lebanon for its involvement in the war next door. A lot of foreign fighters are in Syria. And, you know, I get weird stuff online all the time. People send me apparently a video of one of the fighters, I'm not sure which side, killing a guy and then, you know, ripping his heart out and eating it.
Are you sure you weren't watching?
Literally, that's what I heard was on. I did not watch that. I didn't see it, but it might be floating around out there. Things are pretty bad.
Well, I think you're confused. That's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, thank you. That's right, Mr. Jones.
I'm very comfortable right here, Dr. Jones.
You will be fighting in Syria, so it's creepy over there. It
Especially
really
with the chemical weapons scare.
Yeah. You may not need to know that it could be an anxious wait of up to 2 months for people in a small Florida city to find out who won the highest Powerball jackpot in history. Now, we have ours. It's in the drawer, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's going to run the tickets?
We should have Josh do it. Yeah. I think. Okay. Is Josh here?
Yeah, he actually will be here in about 10, 15
minutes. What
was
the Powerball, the number itself?
I don't know what the number was, but I know that. Do you guys remember when I went down to City of Palms Park and I auditioned to be the Red Sox PA announcer?
Yes, of course.
One of the commercials was for the Zephyr Hills Shopping Center.
I saw it today. What's his name? Kerry Collins was there.
So am I to understand that is that close to Fort Myers then where
I have to
where
imagine.
The winner came from?
Mm-hmm. Looked like it.
The lucky ticket was bought sometime Saturday or earlier at a Publix, been to plenty of those, in Zephyr Hills, a city of about 13,000 people, best known around the state for its brand of spring water.
They make great water there, as you guys get for drinking.
The winner has 60 days to claim the lump sum cash option, and that is the real amount, estimated at around $376.9 million.
Now, there is a Virginia winner for $1 million, but that ticket was sold in Lorton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so someone in Lorton got $1 million. But here's one thing we have to tell Josh. Don't make the mistake I made when I ran our last Powerball tickets. I think we realized like $9, but I keyed it in the machine where I could only use it as credit. So make sure he takes it to a living person where he can get our money.
Are you going through all the numbers, Oscar?
No, we've got two 11s, which is the Powerball.
So we get $4 for that, right?
So we've already got a head start. That's something.
Wow.
We have the Powerball?
Yeah, we have two sets of numbers that have the Powerball.
So, Mike, I think that means we've only lost $92 between us.
Yeah, so out of all the what did we have? I think we had 80 plays or 100 plays. We had 100 plays. We got two of them with
the
Powerball.
No, I think it's 50 plays, isn't it?
Or 50 plays.
Because we had $2 each.
Isn't getting the Powerball pretty decent, though?
That's something.
That's something.
That's a start.
All right, very good. You may not need to know that two more domestic carriers have increased the fee to change a flight, matching a move that was initiated by FU United Airlines last month.
FU United?
And quickly matched by FU US Airways.
FUS Air.
FU Delta and FU American Airlines both increased their change fees this week. I've been there with airline reservations where I've had to change, where I just had to.
Oh, they got your feet over the fire.
And it's really nice to know that they're looking out for you as they change their domestic flight from $150 to $200, which is nothing other than larceny,
ladies and
gentlemen.
Grand larceny.
Grand larceny. The Blue Ivy Carter will be getting a big sister soon. You care about that?
Beyonce.
Beyonce wants another
baby. It's alleged right now because she's saying that she's not pregnant, but last time she waited till she was already in her third trimester to reveal it.
Another day, another domination for Taylor Swift. She won a bunch of awards at the Billboard Music Awards. They booed Justin Bieber, and this is a quote from his speech when he won a bunch of awards. He said, this is not a gimmick. I'm an artist. And I should be taken seriously, and all this other bull should not be spoken.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Remember, you used to think he was good.
Star Trek Into the Darkness, $76 million, $70.6 million domestic launch. That is lower than they anticipated. Anybody see it?
Going tonight.
You're going tonight?
Yeah.
Let me know how it is. Give us a review tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Big Chris Pine fan.
Yeah, I am.
And let's see here. And finally today, accidentally butt-dialing someone is embarrassing or inconsequential to most of us. But for two Fresno, California men, their cell phone mishap landed them in jail.
Oh,
no.
The call, which went to 911, started like any other call to the police dispatcher with the operator asking, "What is your emergency?" But when no one answered, the operator didn't hang up. Instead, staying on the line and listening to the pair, who police identified as Nathan Teclamarium and Carson Reinhardt, both 20 years old, as they talked. Now, I based this, the following impression is based on their names, as they talked about wanting to do drugs.
I want to do drugs.
It wasn't long before the conversation turned into breaking into a car. Get the bolt. And give me the hammer, just in case, one of the two voices on the phone said. Shortly after that, the dispatcher heard a window shatter, and the people on the phone started yelling that they found prescription drugs.
All right, and then they can bone.
As the two were driving away, police were already in the area searching for them. Based on clues, the 911 dispatcher was feeding to them. The police finally tracked the suspects down, pulled them over. The suspect acted confused and questioned why they were being pulled over, dude.
Don't pull us over.
The quote was, this is a quote, "Oh, he's following me, dog." One of the suspects said in the recording, "Wow, what the F did I do?" And as they were being questioned, the suspects allegedly denied any wrongdoing, but after searching their car, they found items that were taken from the burglarized vehicle. After being cuffed, the suspects were finally told how they were caught, and the quote was, "This fool really called 911? Damn! That's news you may not need. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's the most share we've ever played.
God, Rob. Well, see, Rob, we're changing things now, so that's Rob's kind of indicating it's time to get to his segment. So
more share.
I'll hustle through this commercial.
No, you're fine.
This audio vault brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. You already know that with same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and that it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Coming soon, you can save even more, bigger refills at the same price as the old ones, and even with up to 14 hours of battery life, you don't want to get caught short. So Smart Smoke presents the Micro Mega, a tiny extra battery that clips to your keychain.
Oh, nice.
I know people that like these Smart Smoke cigarettes. They're going to love this.
Yeah.
To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, we lost one of the great ones. At 72, his lifestyle finally caught up with him.
Really?
Safe home, Alan O'Day.
Is that who we're listening to right now?
Yeah. A lot of traffic on Facebook about this guy, but I want to remind people he wrote a lot of songs, but he's only had one more top 40 hit than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, gauge your sadness on that.
Alan O'Day.
Alan O'Day, Undercover. It's about boning an angel, you know.
One hit?
One top 40 hit in his life.
Very good. Way to go. Safe trip.
Yeah. He wrote for the Righteous Brothers. Though.
72.
And Cher, who we played earlier.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. And you know what? I was assigned a project this weekend, and I went out and I grabbed it. Mike, the new cleaned up version of my theme song.
You're going to put that in here?
Yes, today.
This is Rob. Yeah. Lollipops and puppy dog tails. There it is. Hey, Rob, do you hear there was more fighting in Syria?
Never bother.
That's right. Hey, I have a baby shower this weekend, and I'm 53 with a kid coming. What about you, Rob?
We're going to King's Dominion.
This was an earworm for me all weekend, I swear to God.
Oh, the finish. And thanks to Cappy Pfeiffer, who upon hearing the theme song, actually had, from back in the day, tape of Tiny Tim on the Gleason Show.
Oh, wow.
And she sent this along. Check this out.
I've been waiting for this chance to meet you for so long. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Hold it a minute. Isn't Halloween over? just kidding, Tiny. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiny Tim.
Well, I've had a wonderful time being on Mr. Gleason Show tonight.
Mr. Gleason. And he actually sings that
song.
Wow.
Yeah.
So thank you, Cappy, for saying that on. That Gleason stuff doesn't exist on YouTube. Doesn't exist anywhere except the fact that she had taped it.
I had many opportunities to meet Tiny Tim, both at the old radio station I used to work at back in the day and also on the Don and Mike show. I met him at the Desert Lounge in Pasadena.
Now, that was with Tubby Boots, too. That was Tubby's big venue, wasn't it?
His act, it was Tubby Boots. Tiny Tim's act was coming out. And he started one song, and then he did a medley, and his medley never stopped.
And that was his whole show, right?
He never talked. He played, and he would do things like, I'm so happy. Yeah. That's oh, yes, sir, Will Bailey, welcome from me. And then he'd go from song to song to song, and he would never. And about the fourth song in, you start laughing because you know he's not going to stop.
He's not going to stop.
Yeah.
I do know this.
He called me Mr. Mike.
Thank
you, Mr. Mike.
We met him at WJFK in studio. Never have I met listener, professional, coworker. Never have I met someone more horrifying looking.
Yeah.
And we had no green room, so we had to sit in the lobby. And I know I've told this before.
Right.
But he said, oh, Mr. Rob, I know we're not booked to go on for 20 minutes. Would it be acceptable for me to have some Corona brand beer?
He wanted beer.
Corona brand beer.
He wanted a six-pack of Corona.
We sent out an intern to get him that, and then he just went on about how he never used towels.
Right.
Because it was unsanitary, so he dried himself with paper towels.
He dried himself with paper towels, and he creamed his body.
With Paquin's hand cream.
Paquin's hand cream.
I don't know why I remember this.
All over his body.
What a character.
He was horrifying.
He was freaking nuts.
But he didn't smell. That's the one thing. I would think he would smell, but he didn't.
Especially with that hair.
Yeah. Oh.
And he had a henna color, right? That reddish hair color stuff. Very odd, dude. And now officially your theme song, which is pretty cool.
My dear friends, well, here I am on record at last.
Yeah, at last. Okay. did you hear? We love a butchered national anthem, and I think a gold medal might go out this week. It was the Canadian National Junior Hockey Championship.
Oh, the juniors, yep.
And her name is Alexis Normand. I'm not going to play the whole song because time is an issue.
Okay.
But I want you to hear a highlight. Thank God the audience was there to help her out.
Cross stripes and rise.
Nothing.
Just totally doesn't know it.
What? The audience is sick with it.
Just in Canada?
Saskatoon, that's Canada, right?
That's deep into Canada.
Deep in the darkest part of Canada.
Right.
Do you want to go creepy for a second?
Sure.
Dick Trickle, as you know, took his own life last week.
Yeah, very sad, very popular race car guy.
And it's easy to make the joke about the name, but he was an amazing driver.
Well, he also had a reputation as being kind of a playboy, fun-loving guy, you know, a guy that would, you know, light his cigarettes as he was driving along the racetrack, but and he'd steer with his knees while he was lighting his cigarette. Kind of a cool dude.
This really gave me chills this morning. This is a 911 call reporting the fact that he's about to kill himself.
Oh, this is him, right? Yeah,
oh,
this
no.
Is
him.
And he says he's at a cemetery and there's going to be a body.
The Forest Lawn Cemetery at 150. On Forest, the Forest Lawn.
Okay.
Forest Lawn.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
On the back side of it, on the back by a 93 pickup, there's going to be a dead body.
Okay.
And what's sad is the 911 caller makes a very valiant effort to keep him on the line.
But is no, there any more of it? Do you have any more of it?
It is. It's just more of the same.
Morbid.
He reports that he's going to kill himself. It's very, very sad.
Very sad.
So let's not end on that. Let's end on the fact that Saturday Night Live had Amy Poehler come back and was on Weekend Update.
Three people in New Jersey were arrested on charges of running a prostitution ring at a senior citizen housing complex. Workers at the complex became suspicious when they heard a man yelling, "Bingo!" And it wasn't bingo night. Prince Harry this week toured the Jersey Shore with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It was the first meeting between the Prince of the House of Windsor and the Governor of the House of Pancake.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
Man, oh man, that's good, Rob. I like that. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by the Mangrade Grill Best. Enhancement System. Father's Day coming up fast. Your dad needs Mangrades. Made in America, 100% cast iron. Go to mangrade.com. Enter the code TM. MOS and you get our special price, just $19.99. Tomorrow on the show, ladies and gentlemen, Tab Patterson's Bullfrogs.
All right!
That makes me laugh. That's what we used to call farts in the O'Mara's house.
Ask for them by name.
Yeah, we'll have details on that and my degenerate gambling at the Preakness. All coming up tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. To our friend Buzz, safe travels, Buzz. Thanks so much for
love
all
you,
your
man.
Help
love
over
you,
the
Buzz.
Years. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.